So hello all and welcome. It is I, the realist philosopher. So how y'all doing today? Hope you're all doing good, fine, and well. So before we jump into today's video, I'd like to ask you guys out there who are new to the channel and haven't subscribed yet to hit that subscribe button, to hit that notification button so that you are notified of any new content that I post. Trust me, you will greatly appreciate taking that little extra step, because if you are an R-pilled individual, if you are based, you're going to love my content and you're going to want to be notified of any future postings of said content. For those of you who know my content, know my story, may not be aware, I suffered a grievous injury recently. I'm still in pretty dire straits. Please click on the GoFundMe link in the description below to find out more. If you'd like to make a donation, it would be greatly appreciated and is sorely needed, so please consider doing that. And even if you don't know me or my content, go check that out. I'd appreciate a donation of any amount. Again, it would be greatly appreciated and it will allow me to continue to create top quality, in-depth, analytical content that is as based as you're going to get and gets right to the heart of the matter. Every one of my videos is a deep dive, baby. Well, almost every. All right, anyway, so let's get into this video, shall we? So there is the goofball accused of trying to kill Donald Trump, allegedly. Yeah, looks like a real winner, doesn't he? His name is Ryan Ruth, R.R. So as you can see, he's a total complete loser. Definitely doesn't dress for success. Look at this guy. Look at the shoddy way he's dressed. I mean, good Lord. He's dressed like a total complete bum. You're going to break in to a 4 or 5 star, however they rate these golf course country clubs, and you're dressed like this. Talk about sticking out like a sore thumb. I guess this guy didn't put too much thought into his supposed assassination attempt. I'm going to go to a 5-star resort where presidents play golf, and I'm going to dress like a complete and total bum. Baggy, wrinkled t-shirt, dirty jeans and all. Yeah, this guy's a freaking genius, huh? So this is your guy here. And you got people all over the mainstream media talking about how did he know Trump was going to be there? Oh my goodness, I mean, this must mean that there's some kind of deep state cabal involved with this complete and total loser who's lucky to be able to tie his own shoes without help. Oh yeah, and he's still alive. Really? Why do you think the assassin a couple of months ago was dead? Because he was actually in cahoots with somebody who was actually connected to the deep state. Allegedly, that's my opinion. And the powers that be, essentially. And that's why, you know, his house was totally completely sanitized and everything was clean and removed. No silverware, and whatever silverware was there had been wiped down and they couldn't find one fingerprint or even a loose stray hair anywhere. Because that guy had some actual help. That's how he got so close and was able to get a shot off before they killed him. Multiple shots, in fact, because, you know, they needed to give him a chance. Allegedly, but this dude, he's still kicking and breathing. No. This is just one of the useful idiot shill sheeple moron that they hoped would take up the call to arms that has been spread by the mainstream media to take care of Trump because he's the future Hitler, don't you know? But people in all over the alternative media, talking head pundits, online are talking about how, oh my god, well, nobody knew Trump was going to play golf. Even the guy plays golf all the time. So, but it wasn't on his schedule. So how, by the way, if it wasn't on his schedule, then how would the deep state know as well? Oh, well, they're constantly listening on Trump. They're listening in on him. They probably got him under surveillance. Yeah, probably. But yeah, so how did this guy know? This was not an arranged or scheduled golfing outing. So how did this guy know without help from somebody else who was in the know? Look at this guy. First of all, he's driving around in an SUV, probably has tinted windows. He has an SUV. Look at him. He's got no life. This guy, 58 years old, no life, no job probably, no prospects. He's probably a welfare baby, existing off the tee to the state. He's got nothing to do. He's got nothing to do. This guy has all day to essentially sit in his SUV, munch on probably vegan burritos, which would explain his extreme lack of ability to think logically, critically, reasonably. He's probably a vegan, so he's not getting the meat. He needs the great testosterone to be able to, you know, think critically, logically, reasonably. The dude's a loser. He's a bum. He's got nothing but time. He's probably sitting outside of Trump's residence all freaking day waiting for the guy to come out so he can follow him. He didn't know it. So that's how he knew. He didn't know. He just followed him. This guy's probably just been sitting outside wherever Trump is at, whenever Trump is there, and then waiting for the perfect moment. Oh, I see some people coming out with golf clubs, and Trump is getting in a vehicle, and he's got a servant, a valet, one of his guards, one of his employees, loading some golf clubs. He's going to the golf course that he frequents. And this guy, he knows which one. Trump probably only goes to one in that city, in that town, which this guy lives in probably. Or if he doesn't, then he went down there specifically to surveil Trump and wait for his opportunity. So he's going to know what golf course Trump goes to. Everybody probably knows that. Not a lot of 4 or 5 star, however they're rated, the highest rating resorts that Trump frequents whenever he's in a given state, city, town. So, he doesn't need any kind of deep state powers that be connection. He just needs to be sitting in his dirty, disgusting vegan burrito, strewn SUV with garbage all inside, because he probably lives in there with this, many Gatorade bottles now utilized for urine, so he can take a whiz while he's surveilling Trump in his mission to, maintain democracy by destroying democracy. Also, he can wait for that perfect opportune moment so he can try and assassinate the dude. I mean, that's all that's going on here. All he did was surveilling. He was just surveilling Trump, that's all. He was just sitting outside his residence, waiting, eating his vegan meals, and waiting for that perfect moment to when Trump went to his golf course. That's it. No deep state required. So all this idiotic talk from your moron, fool, idiots that want to play up this deep state connection with their confirmation bias. No. That applied to the prior dude who got his head blown off. But this guy, no. He's just a useful idiot, moron. Programmed by MSNBC. But anyhow, let's review this story from the BBC, which is, of course, a bastion of legitimate media integrity, right? Yeah, they don't spread disinformation. Oh, no. And see what they have to say, what they know so far, as of 19 hours ago, anyway. Who is suspect in Trump assassination attempt? Ryan Ruth. Let's see if they know anything. So the suspect is in an apparent assassination attempt against Donald Trump is a staunch supporter of Ukraine, of course. He's just a blank slate, waiting to have his programming front-loaded into his empty head. Well, not empty. It's full of ideological programming. He's the perfect Manchurian candidate, don't you know? Because he's a vegan. Who was rejected by the country's armed forces and failed to make much of a contribution to the war effort. So supposedly this guy actually was over in Ukraine. I don't know about that. Maybe he did go there, made a little tourist run, and then came back to America and claimed that he'd actually fought in some kind of campaign. And took me a bunch of Russian scalpsuses. Can you show us the scalps? Nah. I did. Yeah, okay, pal. Ryan Wesley Ruth, 58. Jeez, he's around my age. Oh, what's with this guy? 58. Get a life, dude. You're pushing retirement age here. By the way, I think this guy has kids. So this dude, this loser guy, he's got kids. He's pushing 60. Really? Okay, you would think it would be the youth. You'd think it'd be some dumb young person, right? No, some old, washed up hippie who appeared in court on Monday. Is from North Carolina. Jeez. And spent most of his life there, but mostly lived in Hawaii. Why do I get I get surfer bum vibes off this guy? I went where the waves were. Spent most of my life in Hawaii, sleeping on the beach and catching the waves and the ladies, don't you know? Yeah, total loser. He voted for Trump in 2016. So this guy's all over the place. He's easily swayed one way or the other. One way or another, right? Yeah. Goes wherever the breeze goes. Yeah. But later turned against him. I wonder why. How do we know this, by the way? All his social media has been scrubbed. How do we know that? And maybe in that convenient, by the way, even Twitter has scrubbed his tweets. Shame on you, Elon Musk. Shame on you. And made statements of support and contributions to other politicians. The dude's a lefty. This talk about him voting for Trump, whoopty freaking doodah. This guy is a staunch lefty. By the way, didn't he support the Azov Battalion? Wasn't he actually in America running around as a representative supporter for the Azov Battalion, which is nothing more than a bunch of Nazis? Real Nazis, unlike Trump. They call black people mud people and Mexicans too, and they're a bunch of actual white supremacists. Jeez, this guy. Well, your typical liberal, right? Doesn't actually know anything. Well, they think they know everything. Well, they act like they know everything, and they think they do, but they really don't. Yeah. Here's some other things we know about him. Already, I'm calling foul here. BBC don't know nothing. They're spreading disinformation. Yeah. Or, well, they're taking things out of context and presenting that as fact without the requisite context. So, same difference. What did Ruth do? Yeah, let's hear what he did. He's suspected of going to the Trump International Golf Course. Trump International Golf Course, yeah. Trump's leaving his place of residence, wherever he's staying with golf clubs. This guy is surveilling. Gee, I wonder where he's going with golf clubs. The Trump Golf Course, der! I don't need no deep state connections to tell him Trump's friggin' schedule, you idiots. On Sunday, armed with an SKS-style rifle, it was like an AK-47 with a scope or something. The FBI recovered the weapon and scope, two backpacks, and a GoPro camera. GoPro camera? Why is this guy? That's interesting. Why in the world would he bring a GoPro camera? A GoPro camera with him to assassinate a president. Do you think this guy was filming? That must be the case. Did this guy film his own attempted assassination of the president, even though it seems that he set up a way to get away? Like, this wasn't in his mind a suicide mission, right? He had planned an out, he had planned an exit, an escape, and yet he's filming himself. Me thinks this guy ain't too bright. I'm getting even heavier surfer, bum, beach sleeping loser vibes here from an area heavy with bush cover. Or maybe he just had the GoPro because this dude's homeless, except for his SUV. And he didn't want to leave the GoPro in his car because he feared the car getting broken into and his GoPro stolen. It's probably one of his few valuable possessions, along with his AK-47. Maybe that's why. Maybe he carries all his most valuable possessions with him because he's a bum living in his SUV. Maybe that's why. I don't know. Anyway, law enforcement alleged that Ruth fled the area when a Secret Service agent fired in his direction after spotting a rifle barrel poking out of the bushes. This guy's not too smart. What? How dumb are you to actually... So I'm going to hide behind bushes. This makes no sense. Wow, this guy's real stupid. So apparently he hasn't... and yet this guy's supposed to be connected to some kind of deep staters. Wouldn't they have, told him what to do, how to do it, given him some kind of training or something? If I'm going to go and assassinate somebody, I use the bushes to hide. And I'm smart enough to know bushes ain't going to stop a bullet, so I don't need to have the barrel sticking out of the bushes. I don't want these here bushes to knock my bullet off its course, so let me stick the barrel out of the bushes so it's very conspicuous and can be seen by highly trained and observant Secret Service agents. Anybody actually think this guy was working for anybody other than his lonesome? Come on! Get real! I love it. He is not believed to have fired his own weapon during the incident. Yet he was conspicuous enough to have that barrel be seen by everybody. Yet some of you out there think this guy had help. Come on, help would have prepared him. Like the prior assassination attempt. The kid who in high school belonged to some gun club or something had a horrible record of shooting, but he suddenly became a near master level marksman. And the only reason he missed Trump's head from as far away as he was, a distance that would have required some fair level of training to hit your target at, especially a target the size of a human head, was that Trump turned his head. Not because he was a bad shot. That kid had some help, but this guy, come on! And he has not believed that a clear line of sight to Trump at any point. Yeah, he did. That's why he stuck the barrel through the bushes. What are you talking about? Not believed by who? What are you talking about? You don't know what line of sight this guy had. Oh, we know he wasn't. That Trump wasn't in, this guy line of sight from where the barrel of the AK was seen. Notice they're not saying that. Yeah. We got to make this seem like as big a nothing burger as possible so we can dismiss it out of hand. Trump was never in any real danger. We are going to imply, and you should infer, so just ignore this. So Trump's golf round would have taken him toward the hidden gunman. Yeah. I mean, at least the gunman... He was surveilling Trump. And he was watching his path from hole 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5. And so he knew the path he was taking. He knew what the next hole was. He probably surveilled Trump in the past during his golfing outing. So he had a fair idea where Trump was going to go. And following him, he knew where each hole was. And he knew where the next hole was going to be, where Trump was going to be. So he set himself up to intercept Trump. This doesn't require high IQ, by the way, okay? This is just surveillance, nothing more. So had Trump gone on to play the sixth hole, he would have been heading towards the hidden gunman. A weapon and other belongings were found abandoned next to the perimeter fence. Yeah. The guy was going to hop the fence, but, he didn't want to be seen running down the streets. Where he entered and hid himself, he entered here. He entered, here you've got woods, so. He probably parked very close to this fence, maybe right outside it, in fact. So that's the only way he would have been able to, and then he would have waited until there wasn't anybody on the street, and then he would have, with his rifle and other belongings, hopped the fence, and then hidden in all those trees and bushes around hole 6 there, and made sure there was nobody there, and then he'd have gotten himself into position in those woods and those bushes. So he had very little ground that he had to cover, but when he was running away, he was being pursued, so You know, I needed to get rid of the evidence, leave the evidence behind, right? In case they pull me over at some point, I don't want to have an AK and all this stuff on me and this GoPro I may or may not use to film myself trying to assassinate a president. Even though I plan to get away, why the hell would I bring a GoPro? And so he left incriminating evidence behind. Figured he could jump in his SUV and there would be no evidence on him, so maybe he'd be able to get away. And if he did get pulled over or caught, there would be nothing incriminating on him. Dummy doesn't seem to know that, you know, there's tons of cameras in these rich areas, so even if he did get away, they'd be able to identify him later on. He don't need to have an AK-47 on him and other incriminating evidence to be caught. Not to mention the fact that it looks like the Secret Service moved pretty fast in their pursuit, which would explain why he got rid of that stuff. In addition to not being wanting to be caught with incriminating evidence, he wanted to move as fast as humanly possible as well, which is why he dumped it all. Because I don't know if this guy's smart enough to realize, I need to get rid of incriminating evidence, including my GoPro, which I used to record myself trying to kill a president. Oh, yeah, this game's too bright. So anyway, Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw said two officers spotted Roof's vehicle, a black Nissan, and followed it for 45 minutes. So probably the Secret Service were hightailing it after this guy, and they were very, very close enough to probably hop the fence not long after he had in his escape, and they probably saw the Nissan speeding away. If they didn't also see him himself jump into it. So they might have even been able to identify him. We have 6 foot male here, late 50s, looks like blonde hair fleeing in a Nissan, black Nissan. Pretty conspicuous vehicle, by the way. Anyway, Ruth was stopped on Interstate 95, a major highway, and arrested. Yeah, stateies love the highways, man. You're not getting away. This guy doesn't strike me as somebody who's terribly bright. There was probably also an entrance to the highway very close to this golf course, and I guess he figured that even if he was being followed, he could just hightail it to the highway and blend in and be able to escape, even if they did identify his vehicle. There'll be a thousand black Nissans on that highway! Not really, pal. Nissans are not very good vehicles, generally speaking. They have those horrible CVT transmissions in many of them that break down prematurely, because the idiots that own them don't know that they need to change out the transmission fluid more frequently than a standard transmission. But anyway, and he also probably doesn't seem to know that state troopers have very keen eyes, they're very good at their jobs, and know they'll be able to pick your vehicle out on a highway, even among hundreds, if not thousands, of other vehicles. But of course, this guy's a big, giant, libtard, moron, mimbo, beach sleeping, couch surfing, surfer dude. I spent most of his time living on a beach in Hawaii, so he doesn't know too much about how reality works. Unless it's waves and tides. He has been initially charged with federal firearms offenses. The affidavit states that Roos Foam is in the vicinity of the covered area for 12 hours. The vicinity. Now that's interesting. Was he there for 12 hours? Okay, that? Now that is interesting. I wonder. So I know a lot of you out there probably saying, well, really, Stan, he didn't follow Trump from his house. If the phone was in that vicinity, well, isn't Trump's house also in that vicinity? They're not saying it was at that exact location. Trump's house is probably quite close to the golf course, so in the vicinity, I don't know how far away his lodgings, his residence are from the golf course. They could be as little as a tenth of a mile, a quarter mile, so that's the vicinity. It's not telling us exactly, so that changes nothing. And by the way, even if he was actually camped out on that golf course in those trees and bushes near hole 6, where he was waiting for Trump, it mean anything. That doesn't mean he didn't know that Trump was going to be there via surveilling Trump. He could have seen Trump arrive the day before. Trump has numerous residences. Could have seen him arrive with his golf clubs, and he made, a natural logical leap. Okay, see his golf clubs. He's going to maybe be planning on playing golf the next day. And again, this guy has no life. He could have set up a tent. He could have brought his urine bottles and his Gatorade and his vegan burritos and camped out at hole six for days. Who knows? But anyway, this is not telling us that it was exactly at the golf course, just vicinity. And Trump's house may also be in that vicinity. So, yeah, that doesn't disprove anything I've said prior. The car, Nissan SUV. By the way, if you're trying to blend in, who the hell drives an SUV? And his own SUV. Somebody needs to explain to this dude that if you're going to try and assassinate someone and you're not planning on it being a suicide mission and you actually expect to get away and you've set up you know, some kind of escape for yourself, what you don't do is use your own vehicle. You do something called stealing a car, and then you use that. And then you have a rendezvous point set up to switch cars nearby that is out of the, you know, visibility of prying eyes and cameras and such, so nobody sees you switching vehicles. That's what you do. And if you're really smart, you do that with multiple vehicles. You have two rendezvous points you set up. You have a stolen car, and then a quarter mile away, you have in a secluded area with no cameras and no witnesses, as far as you know, a very secluded place where very few people go. You have your getaway car, your actual getaway vehicle set up. And then, maybe a mile away from that, you have another one, just to be safe. But this guy brings his own vehicle! Yeah, we're supposed to believe this guy's a professional? I mean, actually, if this guy was a professional, or somebody recruited by the deep state would have then had some kind of training, like the prior shooter did, he'd be dead. They wouldn't let him survive and spill the beans? Come on. This guy's a dummy. What an idiot. What am I doing? I'm going to use my own car. Burr, burr, burr. So the car, Nissan SUV, was later determined to have number plates which belonged to a 2012 Ford. So he at least had the wherewithal, the foresight to steal tags from another vehicle. So what? You only have the tag. First of all, you don't use your own vehicle. Dummy. Second, the tags are not going to throw off pursuers. I mean, if you don't use the vehicle, the same vehicle to escape long term that you use to perpetrate the crime. If you're dumb enough to use your own vehicle, I don't understand this. Oh, well, I just figured I'd get away, you know, there's so many Nissan SUVs out there, they're not gonna be able to find me. By the way, your different tags that you're using, you didn't switch those out, so they still have those tags. You're driving around the highway, we got a partial tag, blah, 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 blah. He didn't change the tags when he ran away, so how do these tags help him? How does switching these tags help? Well, I only needed to do that because I was stupid enough to use my own vehicle. Yeah, but you didn't switch them afterwards, you idiot. As if you driving around a Nissan SUV didn't make you, easy enough to find. Even on a highway, you didn't switch the tags out after you tried to kill a president. Wow, what a dummy. What a mimbo himbo. This guy, typical liberal, he doesn't even have criminal skills. He doesn't even have human capital as a criminal. He's totally useless. By the way, these are the kind of people that watch socialism, communism, that love Marxism, because they have no merit, they have no skills, they have no human capital, they're lazy. They want to have, they think they're special genius artists or something, revolutionaries like this idiot thought he was. And so, you know, they should have the privilege. And they're entitled to just lay about, sit about, do nothing, and survive off of other people's graft, other people's labor. These are the kind of people that love communism, lazy, shiftless, surfer, mimbo bums. He doesn't even have any criminal human capital. Oh, man, yeah, okay. So anyway, yeah, there's the stuff he dropped. Jumping the fence, right? Yeah. What kind of golf course is this, by the way? That's a pretty cheap-looking fence. Fences are easily climbed. Those holes, you know, fingers can go through them and climb over. This is a world-class golf course, but it doesn't have an actual wall. Interesting. So there's his gun that he left behind with his fingerprints all over it, no doubt, and all his belongings. But somehow he thought he was going to get away in his own vehicle because he switched out the plates. Okay. What does Rue's social media show? Not much. They scrubbed it. BBC Verify found a number of social media profile matching Ruth's name. Ruth reportedly touted his work encouraging foreign fighters to go to Ukraine to battle against Russia. Why? Why do we want to fight Russia? Most Americans don't know what's going on over there. Most Americans don't know that America itself helped overthrow the democratically elected government there and plant that idiot comedian actor puppet. It's very much like Justin Trudeau up there in Canada. However, most of the organizing appears to have happened while he was in the U.S., not in Ukraine, where in 2022 he was rejected by the country's International Legion due to his lack of combat experience. Ah, what a loser! Yeah, he spent his whole life surfing the waves in Hawaii, yo, where he managed to knock up some rando chick on vacation 20 or 30 years ago when he actually was probably a decent looking guy. Ladies love those blonde-haired surfer dudes when they're in their hoe phase, that is. I love it. This guy at age 56 is trying to go overseas and join the Ukrainian military forces fighting Russia. That's so sad, isn't it? By the way, as I said before, I think this guy had kids. I think he has kids. So this guy, he's got kids. He's got something to base his life on. He could focus his life on his kids. He could have some kind of meaning from family, from working hard to support that family. But instead, he goes the revolutionary route, right? The only life worth living is that of a revolutionary. Yeah, he's read too much Marx. A dude that himself was never in a real fight in his entire life. Spent most of his time back and forth between his house and the pawn shop because he was constantly pawning his personal possessions because he was so bad with money, like most communists are. Anyway, yeah, this guy as well, I'm sure. The FBI is still investigating the links to Ukraine. Yeah, obfuscation there. Muddy the waters and has sent out multiple requests to companies for returns on his phone and social media accounts. Social media accounts that have been scrubbed, likely at the request of the deep state, right? And FBI, no doubt. Allegedly! There are also pro-Palestinian, pro-Taiwan, and anti-China messages on his profile, including allegations against Chinese biological warfare and references to the koofity-koof-koof. Okay, interesting. This guy's all over the place. He's a nut. Okay, well, he's a nut. Yeah, he's a nut. He's just a random nut. These are the kind of people that MSN, CNBC, CNN, MSNBC hope would take up their rallying cry to get rid of Trump. Yeah. On an X post from 2020, Ruth suggested he voted for Trump in 2016. What do you mean suggested? Did he come out right and say voted for Trump? It became disillusioned writing, I will be glad when he's gone. Very telling. But did he say he voted for Trump? What do you mean suggested? What does that mean? So you don't know that he voted for Trump in 2020, as you claim to factually know without a shadow of a doubt that he voted for Trump. Sounds like misinformation to me, BBC. You have no evidence. These are the same people that said that Hunter Biden's laptop was misinformation, even though there was more evidence for that than proving this guy voted for Trump. Ruth also posted online urging President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris to meet victims of the attempt on Trump's life in Butler, Pennsylvania. Yeah. Look at this guy. What a loser. What a bum. Look at him. Yeah. Couldn't even dress appropriately to try and assassinate a president. I guess he didn't think he'd get caught. I'll be as comfortable as possible. So, what are his political affiliations? I don't even know if this guy knows. So, Ruth was registered as an unaffiliated voter in North Carolina. How long ago was that? They don't tell you. So, it's probably 1985. But they probably don't know too much about his recent political affiliations. I don't know. A lot of speculation here on the BBC's part. They don't seem to know very much either. But appears to have voted in the most recent Democratic primary in March, according to state records. In 2019, 2020, he gave a small donation totaling $140 to Act Blue. Interesting. A Democrat fundraising organization, according to online federal election records. But we're supposed to believe he voted for Trump in 2016. Who knows? This guy's an unhinged lunatic, so maybe. An Associated Press photo of Trump outside Ruth's Hawaii home displayed a Biden-Harris campaign sticker on the back. His home? Does this guy own a house? Does this guy look like the kind of person who could afford to own a house? Let's look at him. It's got to be a rental. I can't imagine. Hawaii's got some pretty high housing prices. Can anyone imagine this guy owning a home? Oh, Lord. He must have bought it on the cheap, man, and fixed it up or something. Maybe it's one of these foreclosed houses. It's like 5 grand because it's, so dilapidated. And, the last resident was a cadre of homeless crack addicts who destroyed the place. So. But then that would mean he had to have either rebuilt it himself or paid to have it rebuilt. I don't know. This guy. Okay. Anyway, in the past, Ruth also backed candidates such as Tulsi Gabbard, a Democrat who has since left the party and swung behind Trump, and also declared his support for former Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy and Nikki Haley. I don't trust anything the BBC says. Show me the evidence. What was Ruth doing in Ukraine? It's a good question. Looking for meaning and purpose in his life, I think. Routh described himself as a volunteer coordinator, and his ambitions to join combat were not realized. So this is a guy, late 50s, done nothing with his life. He's not a has-been. He's a never-been. And he's looking for something noteworthy to do, to have give his life some purpose at least. Right? To leave behind some legacy, as if having kids wasn't enough. Apparently not. Well, he's your typical libtard, right? So the kid was probably an accident. And as a libtard, he ascribes no meaning to that kid. Of course. The International Legion told the BBC that Ruth had never been a part of, associated, or linked with the Legion in any capacity. So this guy running around saying that he fought in Ukraine is a liar. Just chasing clout. I don't know what kind of clout he thinks that is, but the libtard that he is in libtard circles, I guess that's considered clout, virtue signaling of a sort. A volunteer for the Legion described Roth to the BBC as a chaotic president. So he was over there, he was trying to be a part of things, wouldn't let him join, so he was a glorified water boy. Okay, you can't be on the team, but you can carry our water, simp. Who kept trying to sneak around officials and was doing more harm than good. Yeah, sounds about right. And just looking at his picture, the volunteer said that Routh was in Ukraine in April 2022. He was not part of any unit and his activities were essentially causing chaos, the volunteer said. Yeah. He was also trying to pose as some sort of official entity for all volunteers, which again, he was not. Yeah. You don't want this guy fundraising for you. You don't want this guy recruiting for you. He's going to make people run away. Oh, man. Routh told the New York Times in 2023 that he wanted to recruit Afghan soldiers who had fled the Taliban. He wanted to recruit Afghans to fight for the Ukrainians. Where is he recruiting these Afghans from? America? And why would they want to fight for Ukraine? Most former Afghani soldiers, if they're in America, they're here because they helped us, they fought with us, they served in some kind of a support role for America, or were actual intelligence operatives, or they served under American troops in Afghanistan or in some other official capacity, and in return, they got rewarded with U.S. citizenship. or at the very least, asylum in America to start a new life. Why would these people want to go fight for you? Leave the relative peace and comfort and stability of America to go to fight in at Ukraine, some foreign war that has nothing to do with them? This guy is not too bright. Why would he think these people would go to Ukraine? I don't get One Facebook post. Oh, who had fled the Taliban? Oh. Well, if they'd fled the Taliban, then they're fleeing what was essentially an ideological religious war fought against infidels, and they said, the hell with that. So why would they want to go back to fighting in another war? They just fled one, you idiot. Now they're comfortably ensconced in America? You think they're going to go with you? What a moron. I guess he sees the world through his own eyes, and he figures other people are just like him, right? A typical narcissist. He can only view the world in regards to others through his own perspective, his own lens, as it were. Yeah. Well, I'm a loser with no life or meaning or purpose, and I'm seeking it through combat, so these people, maybe they're just like me. No, they're not like you, pal. One Facebook post from July of this year said, "Soldiers, please do not call me. We are still trying to get Ukraine to accept Afghan soldiers." He has no official role. He's not trying to get Ukraine to accept anything. They're not speaking to you, pal. And hope to have some answers in the coming months. Please have patience. Okay, so he's trying to feel important, right? He wants to be a part of something, have some purpose, some meaning. This poor, pathetic, lost man. It's a lot of them in America. In a book self-published in February. Why is it that all these guys have self-published manifestos? In 2020. This guy, so he can find the energy to write a book and self-publish it. They can't get a job and support his family. Okay. Ruth grumbled about how his efforts were received in Ukraine. How dare they not appreciate my brilliance? I have yet to see the smallest amount of appreciation or respect. How dare they not appreciate or respect my efforts on their behalf, even though they told me to go pound sand and wanted nothing to do with me? Love it. What a loser. In the book, Ruth said he spent 5 months in Ukraine and worked on various projects, including a drone building program. Yeah. Does anybody look at this guy and see engineer? Doesn't think too far ahead, does he? Engineers are pretty methodical, analytical, logical thinkers. That's not this guy. He claims his efforts ended in failure or were shut down by the authorities. Drone building programs. Aren't drones a robust, well-developed technology? I see them all the time on infomercials. We had this military drone that cost $50,000. You could have it for 50 bucks. What are you talking about? Drone building program. How hard is it to buy a drone off eBay, strap a stick of dynamite to it, and make a makeshift detonator, and then fly it into enemy troops? What's he talking about? Drone building program. There was no drone building program, and you certainly weren't a part of it, my friend. You ain't a part of any kind of building. You're a commie. You don't build anything. You tear things down. The book also contains a passage where he encourages Iranian officials to feel free to assassinate Trump. I sent Trump a letter telling him how much I loved him and wanted to serve him in XYZ capacity, and he never replied. How dare he? I must assassinate him now. Allegedly. This guy's your biggest fanboy until you don't reciprocate. Then he wants to assassinate you. Did Ruth appear in a BlackRock commercial? A conspiracy theory claims Ruth appeared in a promotional video for the investment company BlackRock, which manages 10 trillion in assets, has gone viral. One post that had, well, that has about as much evidence as your claims that he voted for Trump at some point. So one post that has more than 3 million views mentions the man who tried to kill Donald Trump at a rally in July. And it claims Ryan Ruth also appeared. That guy that did try to kill him a couple months ago actually did appear in a BlackRock commercial. That's been confirmed. That's legitimately true. Unlike your claims, this guy voted for Trump. You have no evidence for that. Ryan Ruth also appeared in a BlackRock commercial, just like Thomas Crook. I'd like to see the evidence for that. That means both featured in global wealth management firms' commercial. These aren't coincidences. interesting. I'd like to see the evidence. Can you show me the video? Crooks did appear briefly in a BlackRock promotional video. That is interesting. That profiled one of his teachers, but there's no evidence that Ruth did. That could be just as much evidence that these nutters all run in the similar circles because they're a bunch of commie, pinko, actual fascist losers than anything else. Like attracts like, losers attract losers. This is completely false, a BlackRock spokesperson said to claim Ryan Ruth has never been an employee of BlackRock, nor has he appeared in any BlackRock ads. Well, there you go. The video circulating on social media has been manipulated. Okay. So these claims that he appeared in some video, that's just and something that's been probably ginned up using AI or something. Falsely linked Ruth to BlackRock. Yes, I'm not surprised. I believe that. I don't think this guy's in any way connected. Anybody telling me that this guy had to have had some kind of deep state connection is full of it. How do I know that? He's still alive. Among other things, the post featured a short video clip containing Ruth and claims it's from a BlackRock commercial. BBC verified keyframes of the video for previous versions online. It's fake. How much more is there here? All right. Anyway, let's continue. Did he have a criminal record? A conspiracy? This is taking too long. Does he have a criminal record? Records show Ruth's legal issues go back to the 90s, including a variety of felonies and misdemeanors, including numerous charges for stolen goods. Yeah. He is a communist. So he doesn't believe in ownership, private property, any of that, He was charged and convicted of numerous felony offenses in Guilford County in North Carolina between 2002 and 2010. No surprise there. In 2002, he was charged for possession of a fully automatic machine gun, which was referred to court filings as a weapon of mass destruction. When I think of mass destruction, I think of a nuke, not a fully automatic machine gun. A local newspaper report from the time noted that he barricaded himself in a business and had a three-hour standoff with police. How is a guy that had a fully automatic weapon at a three-hour standoff with cops back in, it doesn't say what year. I'm assuming it's between 2002 and 2010, it doesn't say. How is he still running around free? Dude should have got life for something like that, right? I don't know. 25 years at least? Okay. With police in the town of Greensboro before being taken into custody. Yeah. And another incident, records show him being charged with misdemeanors, including a hit and run, resisting arrest, concealed weapon violation. He's a lifelong loser. See, I said so. Yeah. Never was anything of note. Now he wants to be something of note. His alleged offenses also include driving with a revoked license and possession of a stolen property. So in 2019, the FBI also received a tip that Routh was a felon in possession of stolen firearms. The unverified tip was passed on to local law enforcement in Honolulu. Jeez. So former neighbor Kim Mungo describes Ruth as a sweetheart. Yeah. Sure, with a name like Mungo, she has a very in-depth perception into the human psyche. He's your sweetheart, and said federal agents once raided his property. Sweetheart, huh? Yeah. She alleged they used to keep loads of stolen property and stuff at his home and said she saw Ralph and his family firing guns out in the open. Does he have any family? His eldest son, Oren. So he has more than one son? I mean, if they're saying eldest, I mean, if it's just one kid, yeah, that's real. You're only. So he must have more than one kid. Probably by numerous baby mamas, yeah. Seems Western women love dudes like this. Career felon losers. Ruth Ellison Oren described his father as a loving, caring, and honest, hardworking man. Lifetime felon, hardworking? Okay, so... He told CNN, "I don't know what happened in Florida, and I hope things have just been blown out of proportion. Because from little I've heard, doesn't sound like the man I know to do anything crazy, much less violent. Have you looked? This is the same guy that had a 3-hour standoff with cops with a fully automatic weapon. Oh, he's not violent. What? Oh my God. Okay. So the kid's a moron, just like Daddy. All right. Friends and family members are being sought for interviews by the FBI, including in North Carolina and Hawaii. So the feds are in charge of this, which means, you know, it'll get quietly swept under the rug as they pretend to actually pursue an investigation. Ruth Beard in front of Judge O'Mundy at the Palm Beach County Court near Mar-a-Lago, charged with firearm offenses. Okay, yeah. Charges against him did not include references to trying to kill Trump. Okay, interesting. Though the FBI has said it is investigating Sunday's incident as an assassination attempt. So if you're investigating it as an attempt to assassinate Trump, why wouldn't he be charged with that? It's interesting. Law enforcement stated after the court appearance, "By the way, I'm not learning much about this guy, yo. You're talking about present day court appearances. I want to learn about this guy's history. Tell me more about his social media presence." They didn't tell us anything really about his social media presence. Again, that's because it's been completely scrubbed. Imagine that, because they don't want you to know this guy was a diehard lefty. Secret Service and Homeland Security guards have researched Ruth's former home in Greensboro, North Carolina. Okay, is that it? Yeah, I might as well finish. A hearing is scheduled for next Monday to determine whether he should remain in custody. Of course he's going to remain in custody. Is that even a question? Prosecutors say he is a flight risk and a danger to the community. Ah. So they're going to decide on bail. It's a bail hearing. Okay. They don't want to say that, though. They don't want you to think about bail being a good thing, a good idea. Yeah. Lefties that they are. So there you go. There you go. A BBC article entitled, what was it again? Who is suspect in Trump assassination, while telling us pretty much nothing about who he actually is. Lovely. Lovely! Wow, what a horrible article. But tells us a lot in that it doesn't tell us very much. But let me know what you think. Is he somehow involved with the deep state, the powers that be? Did they have something to do with this? Because somehow, magically, this guy seemed to know that Trump's going to be there, and all that would require is, sitting in his SUV, which is now probably his home, for a few days, pissing in bottles and watching Trump's residence. And all he needed to do was see some, golf clubs to know that Trump's going to golf or... how hard is that? But somehow that means that he must be a deep state operative, even though he's still breathing. So that right there, I'd tell you he's not. But do you think he is, or just some rando, loser, himbo, mimbo, couch surfing bum who's done nothing with his life, and now he saw an opportunity to save the world? As the revolutionary hero that he wants to be by taking out Trump, and that's all he is, somebody who was spoon-fed his ideology by MSNBC and CNN, who can't think for himself. He's just a product of the liberal media industrial complex, and that's all, and there's nothing more to it. Which is he? Well, let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. Go check out BitChute. I am the Realist Philosopher there. Also, subscribe to my YouTube channel. Click the like button. Notifications. Give me a thumbs up. Leave a comment. It's good for the algorithm. And don't forget, if you like my content, you like me, you want to help me out, please consider making a donation. Again, you'll find the GoFundMe in the description. It'll tell you everything about what happened to me. and why I need your aid, and if you like my content, that ought to be enough reason to support me so I continue making it. Anyway, I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.